Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you very much. Welcome back on board On the Mark. It's a beautiful Wednesday in the Valley. Our hotlines are open, 570-743-9565. Give us a call. When the phone rings, it will be answered by our producer this morning, Lynn Hall, who will take your name and what you want to talk about and pass you on to me. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Again, our hotline number is 570-743-9565, or you can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to include OTM at the start of your message. And as I said, On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. They sell Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles and are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. You can find them on the web at sunburymotors.com and check out their online specials, but be sure also to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., and on Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. We do have a call pending, but before we get started with the calls, I do want to talk about what happened yesterday, and I see the topic our first guest wants to talk about this morning is on the same topic. Yesterday in Congress, as you know, and we had Scott McFarland from CBS News on yesterday morning talking about the pending vote on the two-tiered plan being proposed to, you know, offset or make sure the government's funded. I thought you might be interested. I did check on how our area congressmen voted in favor of the bill, and of course there were 95 Republicans who voted against it, and the rest of the Republicans and Democrats voted for it. Dan Muser and G.T. Thompson both voted yes for the proposal. Scott Perry from down around Dauphin County voted no. But the real news out of Congress yesterday was the childish behavior by some of the people involved in these proceedings, including the United States Senate. Now, I don't think since the caning of Charles Sumner on May 22, 1858, that we've seen anything as close to physical violence on the floor of the Senate as we did yesterday. We had a United States Senator and the head of the Teamsters Union going at it, and guess who the referee was? Bernie Sanders. How about that? Here's what went down.
Talk about Mr. O'Brien himself, his behavior. As everybody knows in this hearing, the last time him and I kind of had a back and forth. Appreciate your demeanor today. It's quite different. But after you left here, you got pretty excited about the keyboard. In fact, you tweeted at me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And let me read what the last one said. It said, "Greedy CEO who pretends like he's self-made. Sir, I wish you was in the truck with me when I was building my plumbing company. Myself and my wife was running the office because I sure remember working pretty hard and long hours. Pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been. Always will be. Quit the tough guy act and these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, any time, cowboy. Sir, this is a time, this is a place. You want to run your mouth? We can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here."
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Oh, stop it.
Is that your solution? I repel it.
No, no. Sit down.
Oh, you're a clown.
Sit down.
Look at you.
You know, you're a United States Senator.
Sit down. Actively.
Oh, okay. Sit down, please.
All right.
Can I respond?
Hold it. Hold it. If we can, no, I have the mic. I'm sorry.
This is what he said.
You'll have your time.
Okay.
Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't. This is a hearing. And God knows the American people have enough contempt but Congress, let's not
I don't
make
like
it worse.
Bugs and bullies.
I don't like you, because you just described yourself.
Hold it. You have the mic. Yeah. You have time.
All right.
Make your statement.
Then let's do this, because I did challenge you, and I accepted your challenge, and you went quiet.
No, I didn't go quiet. You challenged me to a cage match, like a 12-year-old schoolyard bully.
Excuse me. Hold it. No, excuse me.
I will say exactly.
Senator Mullen, I have the mic. You have questions on any economic issues, anything that said, go for it. We're not here to talk about physical abuse.
Let me show you his hearing, because I want to expose this thug to who he is.
And could you not point to me? That's disrespectful.
All right. I don't care about respecting you at all.
I don't respect you at all.
Hold it. All right.
What an amazing day in the United States Senate. That was Senator Mullen and Sean O'Brien, who is the head of the Teamsters Union, going at it with Bernie Sanders as the referee. Doesn't it make you proud that we sent these people to Washington? Actually, for the first time in a long time, I have a great deal of respect for Bernie Sanders. At least he realized the decorum that should have taken place in that chamber. But it gets better. In the House yesterday, we have an accusation of the former Speaker elbowing a man who voted against him in the kidneys. We'll get to that later, but right now, Eric's been patient while we set the scene this morning. Good morning, Eric. You're on the mark.
Oh, I think you said it all, Joe. it's sad. It's sad. It really is. And correct, you know, contradict me if you will, but does it seem to you that it's really in the last 8 years or so that the decorum that we would come to expect from our elected officials in Washington, in Harrisburg for that matter, has sunk into a new low and is the result of what appears to be now tolerable, acceptable, or even desirable behavior, folks at our level. And speaking of what Mr. Trump does and continues to do, and everyone just says, well, that's just Donald being Donald. But it's lowered the, you know, the acceptability level, and it's very frightening. I mean, our kids watch this stuff and they figure, hey, if a U.S. senator in the halls of Congress can slap it down and take on someone when they seem to be offended, why can't I? It is very tragic. And then I don't even know what to make what happened in the House of Representatives. It just seems like these folks are acting like schoolboys on the schoolyard, and it's really sad. It's really sad we have so many issues that we need to address, and now all we have is theatrics. Your thoughts?
I think it's I'm trying to remember who said it, but somebody. Oh yeah, I think it was the new head of the state. The head of the House of Representatives said yesterday. Right now, nobody likes anybody. And so it's a good idea that we all go home, reset, come back, and then start behaving better. I don't know. It's just sad to me, to be honest with you, that these grown men behave like this. You know, I understand that emotions run high on some of these issues, but I agree with you. To a certain extent, I would have to say President Trump has normalized or attempted to normalize this kind of aggressive coming after your opponents. I mean, but then the other side does it too. Yesterday, I guess the former president used the term vermin to describe some of his political opponents, which is probably an unfortunate choice of words. But immediately, people on the left start saying he's quoting the words of Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini. Well, a lot of people have used the word vermin over the years to describe people they don't like. It isn't exclusive to Mussolini and Hitler. But still, it shows a lack of respect for people who have opposing views.
I just guess I look at the leadership. So, okay, you know, people behaving badly. Then I look upon the leadership of either party then to act upon this. And Mitch McConnell, who is, you know, the Republican leader, was asked about it later, and his quote, "It's very difficult to control the behavior of everyone who is in the building. I don't view that as my responsibility."
Well, I mean, don't you think that as adults who have been elected to the United States Senate or the United States House of Representatives, that you would expect that a certain amount of respect for the institution would apply? I mean, I realize that we had our own senator, Mr. Fetterman, who showed a remarkable disrespect for the traditions of the United States Senate by dressing like a clown when he first got there. I think he's still doing that to some extent. So if we're going to hold our people to a higher standard, let's hold them to a higher standard. Let's expect them to dress the part, talk the part, walk the part, live the part. That they're there to do our business, not to fight with each other, not to... I thought the Senator Mullen got up, took his wedding ring on. He's ready to go 10 rounds with Sean O'Brien of the Teamsters Union. And if I were going to pick on somebody, I'm not certain I'd want to pick on a Teamster, to be honest with you.
That was my perspective as well. we know about the Teamsters Union. I mean, I dealt with Teamsters when I was working for the Commonwealth. That's not someone to want to slap down with. But what would have happened, Joe, if Mr. Sanders hadn't intervened and there would have been punch thrown? Would then they have arrested him? I understand within the halls of Congress, a lot of the laws don't pertain. I know someone used to work in Congress, and Congress, in the halls of Congress, is the only place in the United States you can still smoke in an elevator. Because they don't apply the laws, you know, because you're in the halls of Congress, you're at the beck and call of the people who are there. So if he would have taken a swing at him, would he have then been charged with assault? Or within that realm, is all you know, laws suspended, because we can't have people doing petty things and interrupting the process?
Well,
very interesting.
I'm sure if somebody had thrown a punch, there'd have been a congressman who would be ready to turn in the fire alarm. Which is more bad behavior.
But and I knew you were going to come back with our good senator from Pennsylvania. But to try to equate wearing a hoodie into someone trying to slap down, have a fist fight with someone who's probably subpoenaed to be there, right? You had to be forced to appear before Congress. I can't equate the two. And also, our good senator now has acquiesced and is wearing a suit.
Sometimes, not all the time.
Well, I think he's wearing it whenever it's in session and he's in within the halls. But, you know, what he wears in his own office is his own business, right?
I would suspect, yeah. I would think that would be his personal territory he would be allowed to do what he wanted to do.
Yeah, I'm just very concerned where this is just one more indication of where we might be going. And again, Democrats act badly too. We haven't, I guess you said Mr. Sanders, Democrat or independent, kind of was a peacemaker here. But no, we've had people do stuff and shouldn't. But then we call them on the carpet for it. I mean, do you think there'd be a censorship or a vote to censor the senator for what he did? I don't know. That would remain to the Republicans to try to police themselves, I would think.
Well, bear in mind that it takes two to tango, Eric, and Sean O'Brien wasn't exactly a paragon of virtue in this whole deal either.
But again, if he was the one called before Congress to be there, he's not elected. He was elected by the union, right? But he wasn't an elected official by the good people of Oklahoma. But I'd be interested to see how his approval rating goes up in Oklahoma for doing this kind of stuff. And if it goes up, then it's like, okay, where's America coming to now that we think a slap down is the way to handle things? And it's really I'm really concerned with the example we're setting for our kids. And I also was going to bring up Senator Sumner and back in 1858, which was, of course, right before the Civil War.
Actually, it was 1856.
Concerning.
It was 1856. And he took a cane, Congressman. The Congressman Brooks took a cane and beat Senator, Charles Sumner, over the head from Massachusetts. And he was he took a long time to recover. It was a savage beating.
Yeah.
But, we haven't gotten quite that far yet. But, there's talk about civil.
Well, I would hope not, but it sounded like it was going there. If Congress had gotten prevailed. I mean, the guy was the point of taking his wedding ring off and throw punches. And
he was. I mean,
I think we can do better, Joe. I think we can do better.
I agree we can do better. But I think, too, when you're testifying before Congress, and I had a chance a few years ago to testify at a congressional hearing for some local issue we had here, I didn't threaten anybody. I went and I tried to be respectful and I tried to present my case and I left. But, that doesn't seem to be what Mr. O'Brien had in mind. I mean, he was actually sticking poking this guy with a stick, the senator with a stick, and the senator responded. Good behavior? No, not really. On either side. On either side.
But I believe it was Mullen who brought up the tweets that had occurred outside of the hearing.
Well, and he had pictures
And inflamed it within, maybe within a protected protected environment where he knew someone would intervene. So is that, I don't know.
Well, he was showing pictures.
We can do better.
O'Brien sent him photos of himself implying, of supposedly Senator Mullen implying he was a clown. So, you know, he took offense to that, as you well might, you know. But in any event,
I would expect for senators to elected officials, especially at the national level, to have some thick skin. I mean, if you're going to be a true politician, now it sounds like this was a career politician, someone who had a long-standing fight with his private business when the fact that there was unionizations attempted at his plumbing business. So, I mean, but if you're going to be a senator, then put your other business aside and do the business of the people. Don't keep dragging what happened previously into what's going forward.
Well,
and unfortunately, it sounds like the senator couldn't do that.
There was certainly a better way to handle everything. Hey, Eric, thank you. Appreciate your call, sir. Have a good one.
Always, Joe. Thank you very much. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye now.
Okay, Bob from PacSinus, you're on the mark this morning. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How about you?
I can't complain, sir.
Oh, I was calling about the jackass Donald Trump.
Okay.
You know, everybody was praising him yesterday like he's, you know, God walking on water. Well, I'll tell you what, his sister passed away, and she didn't even trust him.
Well, I don't know his sister, and I don't know what her relationship was with her brother.
Well, she called him a fraud and everything else, and he's been convicted now of fraud for these banking issues in New York City. And if that were you and I, we would be probably locked up, right?
Well, we might be. It's hard to say. You know, this is one judge saying one thing. The trial's not over. So, you know, until it is over, he hasn't been found guilty of anything. Except the judge made a summary judgment about fraud, which may be reversed on appeal, and it may be reversed by the judge himself after he hears all the testimony.
And as far as down there in Washington yesterday, you know, Trump acts just like those babies, too, you know. The picture of him coming out of the one court proceeding with he has to put a zipper across his lips.
Well,
like he's not.
Who was it that said he wanted to take Donald Trump out behind the schoolyard and beat him up? I believe that was Joseph Biden.
I don't know. I would have done that, too.
Well, I mean, but Biden threatened violence on Trump.
Well, you know, and the thing is now with all these texts or emails I get from Trump's organization is, you know, Crooked Joe. Well, where did that come from? Was it Crooked Hillary? Well, how about Crooked Trump? That's how I feel.
Well, I mean, let's face it, Bob, the political discourse in this country has gone downhill to an extent that's breathtakingly horrible. I mean, it used to be we could disagree with somebody without demonizing them. Now we demonize them whether we disagree with them or not. All you have to do is say some word or give some gesture that indicates you oppose my position, and suddenly you're vermin, you're a low-energy idiot, you're a fool, you're a jerk. You know, this is not good behavior, let's face it. And everybody who is practicing it should be taken out to the woodshed and smacked. We need the old Board of Education I had to deal with when I was a kid. And maybe applying that to the posterior, some of these political people, would do them a world of good.
Right. Well, right. Well, the only thing is I wanted to call in and, you know, call Trump a jackass.
Well, you did it, and we didn't.
Right?
I don't think we beeped you. Do we beep that word, Lena? No, we don't. Okay.
No, that's what they're called. They want to call us rhinos. They're called jackasses.
Fair enough. Hey, well, the Democrat symbol is the jackass, isn't it?
Oh, I thought we were the donkeys.
Well, isn't
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Joe.
Take care.
Day.
You too. Okay, Bill from Bloomsburg, you're on the mark this morning.
Hey, good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
What happened there on the Senate floor, right? I guess this union boss, Teamster guy, has a long history of being a bully and making, you know, we will go forward as a mobster, Teamster. That the exact quotes. And they give all their campaign money, guess, the Democrats. You constantly badger somebody, and you finally meet the guy face to face, and you ask him to man up. But here's how the bomb paid for media, right? We'll cover this isolated incident, which is really a one-on-one case, and they can handle that in-house or whatever. There was cameras there, right?
Right.
But the big picture, what they're hiding is every Democratic So when we got our new House Speaker, right, and they want to itemize every bill, right? Every bill, right? So the aid for Israel was unanimously voted down by the Democrats, right? You didn't hear a peep in the news, right? So the House said, hey, we're going to take the money, the $14 billion that we're going to get for the 86,000 IRS agents with guns to come after our people and in-house audits. We're going to use that money. Well, they're in an uproar, right? So they voted down. They're used to piggybacking bills. So when there's a tragedy, say, in Africa, and they got to send $2 billion of aid for whatever, right? But then the Democrats are famous for adding three or four more spending bills on the bottom of that never make the headlines. And this is the big picture that the Trumpster has been exposing, and now the House wants everything itemized. This is national. Remember I always said when I called this program, look at the big picture, look at the world picture. And the Democrats voted against it, not a peep. They said, oh, we're gonna backdoor, and we're gonna take funding from somewhere else, and we're gonna try to Mickey Mouse some type of money and try to be a hero some other way. And that's the direction that they're going now.
Okay, well, you know, I'm not certain I get exactly where you're tying Trump into
this. You understand that they itemized when before we got our speaker, right? When we had an active speaker, they wanted like $60 billion or whatever. They wanted Israel money. They wanted $100 million for Gaza, right? But Biden came in and said, "Oh, well, we want $60 billion for Ukraine, and we want $14 billion for the wall." You see how they put bills on other bills, how they take advantage of tragedy, something bad somewhere else, right?
Yeah, but
the new House said, no, we're not going to do that no more. We're going to itemize. Okay. We're going to line item. We're going to do a bill for Israel. We want one bill for Israel. They unanimously voted no.
Well, yeah, they voted no on the procedure.
You don't hear people on TV.
They voted no on the procedure of splitting the bills up. But if you support,
they voted against a bill to Ukraine to fund Israel by itself. They voted across the board.
Okay, because they wanted other things in the bill. That doesn't mean they wouldn't support. They wouldn't support funding for Israel if they got another bill. Republicans have done the same thing. Voted against a bill they didn't like because it contained a provision they didn't like.
I understand that. Now they're trying to change everything and go forward fresh. We're saying, hey, everything from here on in is going to be one bill for one event. And they're in an uproar.
Well, I mean, it does seem like it makes the work of Congress a little harder than it needs to be, voting on every single thing.
It's accountability, though. But when you do accountability, you can count for where the money goes.
Well, I'm not arguing that point with you. I mean, I can understand.
Not giving money to Gaza, and then they build tunnels under a hospital. And not a peep out of that. And these Palestinians, how does this country... All these people protesting for Hamas. I mean, it behooves me.
Well, it's a free country, isn't it? We don't have to all agree.
Here's what you got to understand, right? The Democrat is pushing, right? They're trying to do away with the Constitution, right? They're trying to do away with God. Listen, the Democrats don't care if Israel got wiped off the map, right? They don't care about them at all.
I don't buy that. I think they do care about them. I just think that some of the Democrats.
The big scheme of thing is they want the one world order. They want to do away. Listen, the Constitution is built under God, right? Why do you think this is being attacked?
Well, bear in mind who was talking about suspending the Constitution. It was Donald J. Trump.
I don't know where you're coming with that.
Look it up. I mean, just put down there, Donald Trump suggests suspending the Constitution.
Who wrote the article?
Well, it was words out of his mouth.
Was it by New York Slime or the compost in Washington?
There was a quote from him. I mean, they actually had audio of him saying it.
It might have been a soundbite. You know how they do soundbites on radio. You know, you're on the radio.
Right, but what I'm saying is...
I don't buy that. The man has done so much good for this country. I don't buy it.
Well, do you buy that he's talking about getting his enemies when he gets reelected? If he gets reelected, he's going to talk about getting.
You understand what these enemies have.
So you're telling me then two wrongs. You're telling me two wrongs make a right.
To exposing and peeling back the layers, he's exposed them. He knows everything now. Like, why do you think they're frantic that every breath that they take, they got to come after this guy?
Well, he comes after them too. I mean, he gives as good as he gets. Let's face it.
He calls it like. Remember, I always said, you ever go to your local pub or whatever, and there's a one guy down the end. He just says what he wants to say, and that's the guy. Hey, he's a good guy. He's a great guy. Good in the community. Does a lot. But hey, he calls it like he sees it, and that's what Trump does.
Well,
sometimes he speaks online. I don't like it. I don't like what he does. Says certain things. Hey, man, you should have. Bit the bullet on that, you should have closed your lip.
Amen.
But in the end, he's out for the best interest of us, the Americans.
Okay, well, a lot of people believe that. Hey, listen, we got to take a break, Bill. Thanks for calling. Always appreciate talking to you. Stand by, caller. We've got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
From the very beginning, we're all about being connected. And year after year, through every stage of life, that need grows even stronger. Which is why Penn Teledata never stops improving our advanced fiber network. We connect the things that matter most. Businesses, schools, healthcare, governments, and of course, the people who make our community strong. This is technology with a purpose. Stay connected with Penn Teledata.
Autumn is back, and with it comes cold and flu season. RSV viruses and COVID-19 are still roughing up a lot of people. Protect yourself and your family through the holiday season. Get a flu shot and the latest COVID-19 variant booster from a local healthcare provider and get a checkup while you're at it. Yearly visits with a healthcare provider are key to catching preventable illnesses early. Find a healthcare provider and get information on updated vaccines at checkyourselfcentralpa.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, around the water cooler, here's Agnes.
Hey Culligan, word around the water cooler is that I can get a water cooler just like the water cooler at the office, but in my home?
Agnes, not only can you get the same water cooler that you get in your office, in your home we'll deliver it and set it up so you don't have to lug around those heavy bottles.
So it's not just water cooler gossip?
Agnes, it's pure, delicious water cooler truth, and it's already on the way. Get great-tasting bottled water for as low as $1 a day at participating dealers. Details at Culligan.com.
Call Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania today for all your water treatment needs and set up a free in-home water test with a water professional that knows the water where you live. Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania. Call 1-800-788-1978. That's 1-800-788-1978. Or visit them online at callculligan.com. That website again is callculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Welcome back to On the Mark, 570-743-9565. That's our hotline number. Give us a call at that one, or text us at 70236. Put OTM at the start of your message there, or email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Just quickly, we are a former caller. We talked about whether or not Donald Trump called for suspending parts of the Constitution. This is what he posted on Truth Social. Do you throw out the presidential election results of 2020 and declare the rightful winner, or do you have a new election? A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Stan, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, it's Stan.
I figured.
As far as Mullins there in the Senate, you know, the union thug was harassing him, and Mullins called his bluff. That's all that was going on there. And I don't think the union thug would have had a chance against Mr. Mullins, because from my understanding, he's an MMA fighter, and it probably would have ended badly for him.
Well, I don't know. O'Brien looks like he could take care of himself, even though Mullins does have a 5-0 record as an MMA fighter.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's just a thug. He knew. He wrote he couldn't cash, you know, the union thug. So, yeah.
But was that the right place? Was that the right place and the right time? Mullen said it was. He said right here and right now. So a conference room in the United States.
He said any place, anywhere.
And you believe
what the union thug said.
All right, but you believe that Mullen, a United States senator, should have chosen the United States Senate to do that? Why not take him out behind the courthouse or the Capitol someday? Or why not set up a grudge match?
Both you, I, and everybody else knows it wouldn't have went that far. But what he did was called him out and showed him for the coward that he is. Because, you know, he wouldn't have done anything. The union thug was just talking. He was just opening his yap and flapping. You know, so, whatever. You know, I don't have a problem with it. Because, quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of the Republicans sitting by and taking all the crap and not pushing back. All right, they don't push back. Period. They don't. And you know, everybody talks about decorum and blah 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 and the violence. You know, Eric's there. Does he forget that Miss Walters, you know, out there in California, was telling her people to get up in the Republicans' faces, into the cabinet people's faces, if they see them in a grocery store or at the gas station? Does he remember that?
Yeah, but she didn't tell them to beat them up or assault them.
But you don't think that was the intent? She wanted to terrorize them and put fear in them. So what's the difference?
Well, I think the larger point here, though, Stan, is that this kind of bad behavior doesn't really do anything for the people to advance the people's business, does it? No matter where it's coming from, Republican or Democrat.
They're not advancing the people's business anyways, and quite frankly, the less that the government down there tries to advance the people's business, the better off we are.
Well, you may be right about that.
I mean, it's just, you know, what do we got happening in this country? We spend trillion upon trillions of dollars we don't have. We send it to countries that hate us. We won't secure our border against people coming from those countries that hate us. But we're supposed to be all about decorum and all that. I'm sorry. That's ended a long time ago. It's time to stand up and fight this stuff, because we're losing the country. We have people coming into this country daily that don't want to assimilate. They're coming here illegally, and nobody knows for sure how many came from those terrorist sponsoring countries. They know they have some because they've caught them. But they don't know all of them, because there's millions of gotaways, or, you know, known gotaways that came into the Border Patrol custody or to their, you know, under their jurisdiction and removed the country or spread throughout the country, which is another thing. We take all these military age males that are across the border and we spread them out throughout the country. So we don't know who they are, where they came from. Well, they might know that. Where they came from, but they could be lying about that too, and what they're going to do when they get here. And it's all costing the taxpayers money, billions upon billions of dollars every year to support these people. But you know, we're told by the Democrats that no, they're not eligible for help from the government. Well, if they weren't eligible for help from the government wouldn't be paying to put them in hotels to feed and house them, would they?
Well, the government is doing that. I'm not going to argue that point with you, and I don't think it should happen. I mean, Donald Trump, the one thing he said I agree with is that if he's reelected, he's going to show us a massive deportation effort unlike anything we've ever seen. And I think we need to get some of these people who've come in here illegally out of the country, let them apply in the proper way if they want asylum, you know, and let's try and solve some of this problem. But you still, what do we got? We've got how many jobs going begging? Like 3 million jobs that there are jobs there, but no people to fill them. So what do we do about that? How do we put what's left of our population back to work again?
We have the people in this country without importing a bunch. Now, the question is, why aren't the people that are citizens here getting off their tails and going to work? That's the question that needs to be answered. I don't know the answer to that, but somebody needs to know. And, you know, we pay the government billions upon billions and trillions of dollars a year. Isn't that their job to find out why it's happening?
I think what's happening is that there are people now who, because of the current administration, believe that if I just sit here, somebody will solve my problem for me. They'll give me money. They'll take care of my problem. They'll write off my student loan. They'll give me more benefits. Why should I work?
Well, that is what they're being told by this crew. And, you know, and it's wrong. But, you know, a little self-respect would go a long way with these people. But evidently, they have no self-respect.
Well,
so,
I mean, you know,
I don't know what the answer is.
I think the Democrats have tried to create a dependent class of people in this country who are totally dependent on big government to solve their problems. Individual responsibility be damned. You know, we're here to take care of you and from cradle to grave if necessary. And, that, you know, I always said, and people get mad at me when I say it, I still think the major difference between Republicans and Democrats is Republicans want to give you a hand up and the Democrats want to give you a hand out.
Yeah, hand out of other people's money.
Right.
Now, you do know, Joe, that if Trump gets in and he starts his mass deportation, the lawsuits will fly. We know that. Right?
Oh, yeah.
We know it. These people can be here illegally, and what are the Democrats going to do? They're going to sue to stop it.
Well,
so that tells you all I need to know about them. They could care less about the American citizens, the taxpayers of this country. They're only worried about the illegals that come in here because, you know, we got to be humanitarian.
Hey, the first item of business.
We have to treat them so they don't, you know, we have to feed them and keep them housed and give them some medicine and then boot their butts out. Because we don't want to boot them out sick because, you know, we got to be humane about things.
Yeah, right.
But they do need booted.
All right. Hey, Stan, we got to take a break. Thanks for calling. But I will give
you
this.
Have a great day.
I think we really need to, first of all, shut down the border. And after that, we'll deal with the others. Thanks, Stan. Appreciate your call. Joe, hang on. We got to take a quick break to stay on schedule. We'll be right back with On the Mark, 570-743-9565.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Do you suffer from deliverphobia? Fear of online grocery shopping? Try Giant Direct. With great prices, specially trained shoppers, and no hidden fees. Have no fear with Giant Direct.
Save this week on green asparagus, $1.47 per pound with coupon.
Welcome back to On the Mark. One of our texters says, our president, Joe Biden, is doing all he can to help Israel. And with that, we'll go to Joe from Sunbury. Joe, you're on the mark.
Yes, I was calling about, I seen on Eric's call how he kind of framed this from, he mentioned the past 8 years of this kind of talk. That, of course, he even mentioned Donald Trump's name, and I think that's who he's attributing this kind of action to, what you said about in the Senate maybe McCarthy. I don't know. But once again, you know, he's frightened. I was a little bit surprised that out of all the news that you had chosen something so superficial. I'm not disappointed, kind of like Stan saying that if this is a politician and that's the way the guy feels and they've been going back and forth and we didn't know about it by text and it comes out, I'm glad to see it. You know, if you say it slows down the process you were talking about, it, that a matter of minutes compared to what our government is, the way our government moves, I don't think that it'll be a blip on any radar, you know, past tomorrow or today.
Why do you call bad behavior in the United States Senate superficial?
It was, in that case, it was. In that case there, you think that was a serious attack on one man on another?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a serious attack on one person on another. There was very few reporting on a kid, 17-year-old, getting kicked to death at a school in Las Vegas. Have you heard this?
Yes, the story's been on the news every day. It was on the news right before we started this program this morning.
It happened like 2 or 3 weeks ago. What do you mean it's been on the news?
Because they arrested and charged the kids who were involved. That was on the news.
That's an attack. When you stand up, if you haven't been around, guys stand up to each other, the testosterone's flowing through. This guy, I didn't know he was an MMA fighter. I didn't know much, but yeah, I think that's very superficial. Do you think that'll be a mark in the history books, a chapter, or even a sentence?
Well, not like the Sumner incident in 1856.
Right, that's what you were talking about.
Right.
That's gone down in history.
But have we learned nothing since then? In other words, don't we have?
No, we haven't. Okay. It's human. Humankind, human nature, women do whatever they do, you know, catty talk, or, you know, whatever that is. Try and put it in a category. Some men face up to each other. They're not all pajama boys in the basement anymore. That guy, he's a man.
But if you run
He was being insulted and he was being challenged, and it was what it was. I couldn't turn the channel much without seeing that as news, right?
Well, I think it is news.
Between
I think it's a valid story.
Elbowing
right.
A guy. Go ahead.
And then there was Comey taking on a congressman at his hearing yesterday,
too. Oh, he called him a smurf running
smurf,
around.
Smurf, right. You know,
I heard that. There wasn't much other news. There was barely a chiseled few minutes for the... I heard it was 300,000 people down in D.C. for the support of Israel. That may have been a little bit better news, you know, but they kept running these three incidents over and over again. But even for, you know, us, why wouldn't we want to cover something, not you, but the mainstream media, why wouldn't they want to cover, like, Fauci's involvement in the death of millions of people with the Wuhan virus?
Well, that has been
like
covered.
How he was involved with the Chinese, or we're not getting, you know, that was news maybe a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months. The Green New Deal, you're getting more news on how the government's giving away the Green New Deal money, you know, for payback, and that these major auto companies are trying to get rid of their electric vehicles. Ford, I heard, isn't selling them at all. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's other news out there that's much more. You got for these electrical vehicles and the Green New Deal, you're making China rich. You're making slave labor in Africa of kids who have to.
But what's today's
for these
story?
Rare earth metals.
What's today's story about that? What's in the big news today
I'm
about that?
I'm saying it's not. It's you talking about a little face to face of guys saying, "Here, step up and." Back up what you've been saying, which has happened throughout the history.
Okay, but tomorrow that may—you may be right. Tomorrow that may not be news, but today it is news,
and it's
symptomatic. It is symptomatic.
Your opinion, it's your show.
It is symptomatic. Oh no, it's your show too. We're all in this together.
Well, I say it isn't.
Let me finish. It's symptomatic of the way political discourse in this country has devolved—not evolved, but devolved.
Since Donald Trump, according to you,
well, I mean, I think he started a large part of it.
Wow. All right.
You know, we haven't come too far. My favorite quote all from James Randolph from the 1700s said about one of his political opponents that he doth both stink and shine like rotten mackerel by moonlight. You know, we've become less artful in our insulting over the years, and now it's like your mama. That's the kind of thing we're saying. Your mother wears combat boots. That used to be the worst thing we could say about somebody.
That's not in the past 8 years. Those phrases haven't been around.
Well, they've been
around. But if you think that's clever, well, then okay.
I don't think it's clever. I think that there's a way for adults to handle situations. You know, I have been involved in local government for some 49, 50 years. I've never cursed at anybody at a meeting. I've disagreed with people. I've been on the losing end of 1-9 votes. But I always remember that the person I might want to fight with today is a person whose support I might need tomorrow. And if I antagonize them to such an extent that just because I bring something up, they're going to vote against it, I haven't done anything for myself or for the causes that I believe in. There's proper
right.
ways to treat people.
All right, you're okay. Can I just cut in a little bit?
Go ahead. You got the floor.
All right, I get your idea. But let's talk about then, you think that it was so civilized, then take about the Aaron Burr and the Hamilton. Was that what do you think those two men were doing that
well,
caused that? Do you think that was like, I'm working with you and not working, you know, all that? You know what it was all about, right?
Right, but
that was politeness behind the back with letter writing.
Actually, Hamilton did say some things in the public prints that got Burr upset.
But I'm saying how it started.
Right, okay.
Right, okay. So
but we don't allow dueling anymore.
You think shooting at each other was the good old days compared
no.
to a guy, you know, standing up
hey,
who was using today's technology. I don't even know what was said. I'm a little bit behind. I can't really comment on it.
Okay.
But I'm assuming that the Teamster guy kind of took him down or humiliated the senator and behind his back on these writings for all the public to see. And what's he going to do? Type back, oh, yeah, you too? Or,
well,
you
maybe,
know,
hey, Joe, listen,
some
we got
rubber in your glue or something
we've got
like
to,
that.
We've got to take a break, our final break of the day. Joe, thanks. Always fun talking to you and debating with you. Hang on, caller. We've got to take our final break of the day, and we'll be back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
We have Black Friday savings all month long at the all-new Shamrock's Furniture World in Mount Carmel. This is JP, and we're offering some amazing doorbusters, including a comfy reclining sofa, perfect for the big game, just $5.99. And check this out, get a queen hybrid Eurotop mattress with pocketed coils plus memory foam for an amazing $3.99. And get that awesome Shamrock's service with free delivery, free setup, and free removal of your old, and 12 months free financing. It's Black Friday all month long at Shamrock's Furniture World in Mount Carmel, selling happiness since 1915.
Did you know that you should be drinking as much water in the colder months as you do in the winter months? Just ask the folks who know. Tulpehockin Mountain Spring Water. Our bodies are mostly made of water, and regardless of the time of year, they require good hydration. Men and women alike need 8 to 10 glasses daily. Plus, when you're hydrated, your appetite is much more controlled, which can help give your body the energy it needs to break down fat. You've never really tasted water until you taste Tulpehockin Mountain Spring Water, the water most beneficial to your health. Tulpehockin. Nature's finest drink.
Welcome back to On the Mark, 570-743-9565. We're brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. One of our texters says, so the bad discourse started with Trump? I call BS on that. The left and Democrats attacked Trump. He publicly responded, then they acted offended. Well, that's true. They did start it, and Trump, of course, finished it one way or another. Dan, you're on the mark this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Joe. That's pretty much what I was going to say. Eric went back 8 years ago. But you remember before Trump announced he was going to run for president, everybody loved him pretty much because he supported, he gave money to the Clintons. He didn't just support Republican, he supported the Clintons. Everybody loved him. Oprah Winfrey had him on the program. All the people loved him. But the minute he came out for president, they turned on him like a black snake on a pack rat is how they turned on Trump. So I don't blame him for the bad decorum that's happened since Trump came around. It was the people on the other side of the aisle started to unleash hatred, Hollywood, all them types all unleashed hatred against Trump. The View, all the late night television, all they still do it to this very day. They love to hate. They love to hate Donald Trump. For what reason? I really don't know, Joe.
But he could have diffused that anger with humor, the way John Kennedy did. I mean, John Kennedy never called his opponents vermin. His press conferences were funny. Somebody would insult him or say something bad about him, and he would have a snappy comeback that didn't demean them, but it made people laugh, and it kind of made the other guy look a little bit foolish. He didn't have to call them names to do it.
You know, the part, Joe, back then, we only had three or four networks at the most, and they weren't 24/7 news. And there was more respect for the office of the president then. I remember how my parents, I don't think, voted for Kennedy, but once he won, I shut my mouth to say anything bad about the Kennedys, because they loved the president, whoever it was. They supported him. It was a different country back then, and I think you realize it was much different. But now we're under that 24/7 news, cable news all over. I mean, I only have antenna TV, and I can get news any time of the day because so many... even your over-the-air channels carry it. So it's much different than it was even under President Reagan. We didn't still have all this news 24/7 to promote hate. And Johnny Carson never picked out one party to pick on as our present night show hosts do today. You want to hear filthy talk, listen to the names. Oh. I just turned it on last night on Colbert. You should have heard the names he called Trump.
I don't think there's anything funny.
Say it on the air.
I'm sorry, but there's nothing funny about Colbert. There's nothing funny about Kimmel, in my opinion. They're not funny people. In the mode of Jay Leno, in the mode of Jack Parr,
right,
even, and Johnny Carson, and David Letterman. Although Letterman did pick out political opponents, I mean, he did favor the Democrats, but he could come down on them from time to time, too, with humor.
But these people are promoting hate, and there's a lot of people watch them shows, and during the day you have the View. Now they hate Trump.
Well, no argument there, Dan. They don't exactly like him. Hey, call earlier in the show. We can give you more time. Thanks so much for calling us today. A lively day on the mark, even though the topic, according to one of our callers, was insignificant. We'll be back tomorrow, hopefully with something significant. You're listening to On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. This is WKOK Sunbury.